Russell Wilson is at $3.50. And just a couple of the other sports that are happening today as well, Simon. The A-League, the second half of round 15 resumes at Amy Park at 5 o'clock with Melbourne City even money favourites against Western Sydney at $3.50, the draw at $3.40. And we can't forget the one-day Tri-Series final at the Wacker Ground in Perth, a 2:20 start, and Australia, the $1.36 favourites against England at $3.15. The Aussies have had the wood over England in the preliminary matches, while England have had the better of India in the preliminary matches. It'll be interesting to see what happens there, and of course the World Cup begins in a couple of weeks' time between Australia and England at the MCG. But we've had a lot of fun this morning, and you check out all the markets that we've discussed and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Trent. Enjoy your Sunday.
Will do. Thank you, Simon.
Trent Langscale there. It's 10:30. Those numbers at Wyndham were 4-2-8 and 7 ran fourth. Denny knows best. The next race from New Zealand is Thames. Their first is coming up in 5 minutes.
There's nothing better than watching a standard bred extend into his action. Hear it, feel it, live it on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And time to discuss harness racing now. Greg Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Simon.
Well, there's plenty on last night. Gee whiz, where do you start? But of course, Tabcorp Park Melton hosting the $400,000 Group 1 Victoria Cup was the centrepiece, and it was Chris and me who was too good, Hazy, and I think even went close to displacing Bow Tider's favourite.
Yeah, he was. In fact, he did start $3.40 favourite. Bowtie got out to $4.30. Chris and me, if he wasn't sitting on the throne of Australasian harness racing, he definitely took it last night. He, of course, was the winner of the Hunter Cup 12 months ago. He's won a Miracle Mile. He's won a New Zealand Free For All. He's won now a Victoria Cup. And he's only a six-year-old. It's quite scary. If he stays sound and is going to compete in these big races for the next couple of years, he could really dominate. I know all the talk has been about how strong that field was last night, but he did it at both ends, and I think that's the scary part now, Simon, because he's got that tremendous early gate speed. He led from barrier six last night, was able to cross Bow Tide, who's quite a fast horse out of the gate. And then he was able to kick home 2:27 second quarter, so home his last half in 54 seconds. That's the scary point now. Up to about 25, well, he proved last year he can stay in winning a Hunter Cup, but up to about 2,600 metres, if he draws to lead, he's just going to be incredibly hard to beat in anything he competes in.
If anyone missed the race last night, so Chris and me did fire out, show great gate speed, got to the front and ran a mile rate of 1:54.9.
Off the back straight, though, it's Chris and me, and he is travelling. Chris and me led by 3 metres. Guaranteed a second, third, Lenny the Shark. Then in fourth spot, Philadelphia Man. Third quarter was 26.9. Chris and me in front on the turn. Guaranteed 4 metres away. Then Lenny the Shark. Dexter Dunn goes for home, and Chris and me booted away the Kiwi. He's put pay to them, Chris and me. Lenny the Shark running a great race. Adore Me runs on, but Chris and me wins the cup. Chris and me beat Lenny the Shark, third Adore Me, fourth in Guaranteed, then Philadelphia Man. Close up.
Concluding stages there of last night's Victoria Cup. And just listening to Gavin Lang post-race, Greg, who drove Guaranteed, of course, he just said that the nose speed early made it pretty tough for those behind Chris and me to get into the contest.
Yeah, that was spot on. And you know, they went through, while they got home their last half in 54 seconds, they went 30.4 and 30.3 for the first two quarters of the race. Now, keep in mind, now the trotters who went around in race number 8, now they competed over the 27.60 compared to the 22.40 of the Vic Cup. They ran their first half of the last mile in 60.8, so they actually went 1/10 slower than they went in the Victoria Cup. So it gives you some idea of how slow they did go for the first half of that last mile. But the problem in a race like that is that when you've got a horse like Chris and me in front, and then all of a sudden Guaranteed gets up outside the leader, nobody wants to throw their toys out of the cot and say, well, I'm not going to sit back here. You know, I'm just going to try and take this race by the scruff of the neck. Everyone's happy to sit. So therefore, you know, Guaranteed effectively controlled the speed of the race sitting in the death chair. And really, Gavin Lang said, well, there's only probably one horse here who can now beat me. I'll beat everything behind me because I've turn it into a sprint home. It's just whether I can beat Chris and me. He couldn't beat Chris and me. He may have to change tactics in races going forward and try and put some more pressure on. But as I said, I think Chris and Me guaranteed. Chris and Me sits above guaranteed, obviously, but I while he only ran fourth last night, I still think that they sit above the rest in Australasia at the moment.
And it was a changing sort of a fortune in the run for Philadelphia Man, because he was the first to sort of get outside the lead, but then when Guaranteed whipped around him, he was in the 1-1, which looked pretty good, but then Bowtie Tide was flushed out later in the race, and he sort of got buried away there.
Yeah, he did. I think in the end, the Emma Stewart team would have been happy to have horses in the death seat. Guaranteed, obviously, a horse sat in the death seat in the South Australia Cup, and then Philadelphia Man, yeah, probably has been in weaker races, getting up outside the leader and hammering horses or rolling to the front. But in that sort of race, at his first taste of the really big stuff, I think they would have been happy with a bit of 1-1 cover. When Bowtie did pop out three wide, it was too far from home for Philadelphia Man to come out. He had to sit there. I noticed that Bowtie, who finished eighth in the race, there was some talk in the stewards' report of him making noises during the race. So he has been stood down by the way it reads, a breathing abnormality. So obviously he's got to be looked over, and fingers crossed everything's all right, because I think the Inter Dominion needs him as the reigning champ.
He was a drifter in betting. Was that just down to the 9 weeks off and first up since the Miracle Mile?
I think so, mate, because he obviously was meant to have a run of Victoria. He pulled out with the issues with the high temperature. And I think everyone just in their back of their mind thought, well, you know, he hasn't had that recent racing. James Rattray has always said that the horse needs a couple of runs under his belt before he hits his peak. And that's the way he timed his run with the Miracle Mile this year. So he didn't really give him loads and loads of racing before the Miracle Mile. So then to go 2 months and not race again, that was always going to be the big question mark. If everything's okay with him, if there's no issues with his breathing and everything's okay and they push forward with him, that will be the key. If we see him continue with his preparation, you know, James Rattray has handled this horse beautifully so far in his career, and there's no reason to doubt him. So I would say the best guide now for fans of Bowtie is what James Rattray does. If the horse presses on towards the Inter Dominion, then we know everything's okay. If we don't see him, then that suggests that there's probably a bigger issue starting to build.
Greg, I'll come back to you in just a moment. They are racing Thames, and they are in the final lap.
In the hands of Murray Branch, there followed then by Arwa Catherine. Then came Madam Springfield, Stuart Cruikshank back second last of the winning chances. And not about the money, well, he is a winning chance now as they trot up into the back with 1,200 left to go, and he'll be 8 lengths off Go Simon Go, and its stablemate Donna May is no chance. Into the back, Coromandel FM trot, and with just on 1,100 metres left to go, Go Simon Go, Cyclone Emily comes off its back now to go and issue a challenge, and works around the outside, the second favourite, and will take over as they trot down to the 900 metre mark. In third, A Night in Paris, then Arwa Catherine, Madam Springfield, and Not About the Money. Still a good 8 or 9 lengths off for Cyclone Emily with a half a mile left to trot. And it's Cyclone Emily, the filly by Majestic Sun, leading by a length and a half, Go Simon Go. 3 lengths away in the field, A Night in Paris, there followed by Arwa Catherine, Madam Springfield, Not About the Money, and the Magic Man. Morris McKendry, he's still 10 lengths off for Cyclone Emily as they sweep across the top. They're trotting down to the 500 metre mark, and this filly's trotting along powerfully, Cyclone Emily, away by 2, Go Simon Go, still 3, A Night in Paris. Now Not About the Money starts his claim on the outside of Arwa Catherine, and further back, Madam Springfield as they trot onto the corner. Cyclone Emily, Go Simon Go, 3 lengths, A Night in Paris, Arwa Catherine, Not About the Money still running on the outside as they come for home. 2.50 left to go, Cyclone Emily by 2, Go Simon Go. We'll look for the Jubilee Park passing lane, further back, Madam Springfield, A Night in Paris, and then Arwa Catherine, but inside the final 100, Cyclone Emily's got it all parcelled up in the first of the day, and Todd McFarlane too strong. Cyclone Emily, Go Simon Go second, Madam Springfield third, then Arwa Catherine. They were followed by A Night in Paris, further back in the field, Not About the Money, and just coming up the home straight now is Donna May. Coromandel FM trot over the 2,600 metres to open the action. Second favourite, Cyclone Emily.
It was race one, Thames won. Cyclone Emily paid $3, $2. Four, Ghost on Mongo, $2.40. No third for seven, Madam Springfield. We have Greg Hayes with us, and we're chatting about last night's Victoria Cup. Hazy, the one that ran third there, the Kiwi Adore Me. That was a terrific Hunter Cup trial from her last night. She's into second favourite already.
Yeah, no, that was a stunning performance. In a race that was dominated by horses on the speed, she was able to come three wide and still hit the line very strongly at the finish in that last, very fast last half. And look, we know that she can stay. Her win in the New Zealand Cup was breathtaking. Interesting, they pulled her out of the Inter Dominion. She's not going around in the Inter Dominion, so, you know, maybe the Ladyship Mile's her aim. But, well, she's proven that she is the best mare in Australasia. Probably 12 months ago, I was happy to say Frith was equal to her, if not better, but I think Adore Me's just gone to that new level.
Well, it was a great night for the Dalgetty and the Dunn combination. They had a treble between them. We were hoping to get Cran as our special guest this morning, but he's otherwise engaged. But, of course, they had a bit of a legend in the Pure Steel, and I noticed a bit of a legend now is nommed and a $21 chance for the Hunter Cup. Is he likely to go there?
Yeah, I'd assume so. That'd be the direction they wanted to go. They were keen to get a run in the Victoria Cup, but with the depth in the field this year, and you know, horses like Swarovski, Lombo, and Ava Nova missing out, he wasn't going to jump those horses. So he was probably looking at it maybe 16 or 17 in the order of entry, and missed out. The Hunter Cup, it'll be a different story. He's a very strong animal. He proved that last night. I think 27.60 last night was the trip, and he ran his final quarter in 26.8. That just gives you some idea of how fast Bit of a Legend is. He loves Melton. He was very good last night. And as you mentioned, Cran Dalgetty, you just can't beat him at the moment. Treble last night, and Dexter Dunn, he gave them a lesson in a couple of races.
Yeah, well, the other one they had, of course, was Art Union, who rolled the dead set odds on favourite, Follow the Stars, that they are all talking up, was virtually across the line in the Derby already. That's thrown a bit of a spanner in the works.
Yeah, it sure has. Look, Sketchman was out three wide. Follow the Stars was off the track for a long time. Mark Burton in the end just had to say, no, I'm out of here, I want to get up outside the leader. But the damage by then might have been done, because Art Union put the pressure on. He was in front, 28-1, 27-home, 27-1 home. He's a nice horse, Art Union, don't get me wrong. Beautifully bred out of a mare called the Sparks of Flying, who's produced a couple of really nice horses. Safedra's one, and also Better's Fire, a horse that went round in the WA Pacing Cup only a couple of weeks ago. He's a really nice horse. I still would be getting off Follow the Stars just yet. We've seen what he's done. That was only his second defeat in his career. And look, what was really good to see last night was the amount of New South Wales horses, speaking parochially. Spare Me Days got through in that heat. Mr. Brazil for Rob Sherry got through in that heat as well. And in the second heat, we saw Artistic Flight get through narrowly for Shane Tritton and Lauren Pinella. And in that first heat, New South Wales won it. It's good to see Kerri-Ann Turner get a Group 1 starter with Aztec Bromac winning. One hell of a ride, finishing third in that heat, got through as well. So really good to see the New South Wales horses making the trip down to Melton, get through and qualify for the big one.
An interesting runner in the Derby is the one that took out the second heat. This horse from Birchip that Larry Eastman trains, Men and Gate. How do you line him up next week?
Oh, yeah, he's a really nice horse. Obviously, the barrier draw is going to be key here. What happens with Follow the Stars? But the way Men and Gate went last night, he got no peace in front. They went through their first half again in about 60 seconds. But when Lauren Pinella put the foot down with Artistic Flight, who raced up outside him, he just found another gear. He went 27.9 the third quarter, came home in 27.9, but was really never asked to extend. And Larry Eastman's got himself a really nice three-year-old. He's a son of Sunbeach somewhere. Chris Alford did the driving. Of course, we just know how good Chris is. He's driven so many good horses and driven in so many big races. He's got the best. So, I would say the Victorians believe that Men and Gate's the best chance of their locals of taking out the Derby. I just think Follow the Stars and Arts Union are going to be the ones to beat next week.
And a couple that took out the heats of the Australasian Trotting Championship, Brunelleschi, Greg Sugars, trained by Amy Tubbs there. I thought it was a dominant winner, even though it paid $17.
Yeah, a little bit disappointing. The favourite in that race, Reel Me In, backed as if unbeatable, got to the front. Brunelleschi's that sort of horse, got to sit behind Reel Me In, and then was able to peel off Reel Me In's back, turning for home and Greg Sugars, he just sat like a statue, and Brunelleschi was able to run past. Very, very fast trotter. He showed that last night. I think Brunelleschi will be around that same price. He was a $17 chance last night. I think he'll be the same price next week in the trotting championships. Shimon was a good run in third. Vincenz didn't get much room. Didn't mind his run. I know he's beaten 14 metres or something like that, but I thought his run was okay. And in the first heat, good to see Flying Isa for the McCarthy's bounce back to winning form. Spoke with Luke a couple of weeks ago. He said he just didn't handle the track when he was beaten in Provincial Victoria going back a couple of starts. And he said, you know, let's get back to Menangle, get back to Melton, and we'll see a better trotter. That's exactly what we saw last night. 27.8, 27.8, his last two quarters. Very, very fast trotter when he does everything right.
Well, it is a quarter to 11. It's a shame that we've got to wrap it up, Greg, because we could talk all morning about Melton. But just quickly with Menangle last night, this mare from Junee, trained by the postman, Frith, she's a gun, isn't she?
She is. She went up over the $800,000 last night. She's clearly Australia's best race mare. She dominated that event last night and was too strong for them. She's now booked herself a spot in the Ladyship Mile. If that's the way Adore Me goes, that's going to be, look, you've got the Inter Dominion, you've got the Chariots of Fire, but you are going to have a cracking race in the Ladyship Mile if they turn up. And look, she's been, she's, you know, dominated at two, was great at three, good at four, and she just keeps getting better and better. So good to see Frith win.
And even over in the Kevin Robinson Cup, I didn't even get there. It took an eternity roll past Freyberg, but it's got the head in front right when it counted.
Yeah, it was an interesting race. I thought Shane Graham might have sort of let them get away from him when Freyberg was able to walk in front, but really gutsy performance by Ava Nova. And look, if I was Ian Gurney last night, the trainer of Ava Nova, I would have been pretty ecstatic with the way my horse went. But you know, the Victorians left him out of the Victoria Cup, and that would have been get that up ya. Like I would have been really. Really, you know, chuffed with the way my horse performed. He showed last night. No, okay, it turned into a sprint home, but I think he deserved on that run last night, and what we've seen of him in the last 6 months showed that he should have been in the Victoria Cup. There is some talk he's going to stay in Sydney. There was some talk he'd go straight home to Queensland and get ready for the Inter Dominion heat up there. There was talk, Ian said last night, we'll look at the Tony Turnbull Cup next week at Menangle, and then after that race, we'll take him home and get him ready for the Queensland heat of the Inter Dominion. So he's going to race pretty much solid for the next month as we get closer. We're only 4 weeks today to the Inter Dominion, so all the big races coming around really quickly.
Just before I say goodbye to you, Greg, anything that you're keen on in the Hunter Cup, you stick with Chris and me?
Yeah, I think so. Just listening to the guys last night on Sky, they reckon it'll be a barrier draw and who draws to find the front because, you know, if the Dormy was able to ping to the front, then there's going to be, you know, Chris and me is not going to go up and ask the question. So it could be the horse that draws the best, but very hard to knock Chris and me. He is just, he's got speed. He's got strength. He's the king of Australasian harness racing at the moment and deserves to be the top pick.
Yeah, he looked magnificent last night too, pre-race.
But, yeah,
good stuff. Always a pleasure talking to you, Greg. Thanks very much for your time this morning. I look forward to reviewing Hunter Cup time this time next week.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Greg Hayes there with a look at harness racing last night, in particular the Group 1 Victoria Cup. It's now 12 minutes to 11. They're on the track, Wyndham. Their second is due in 2 minutes. Two Qatari Kasai is at $1.50. And Thames on the first, it's all clear. 1476, all clear.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world.
But Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
We've talked about harness racing. It's time to cast the eye across the greyhound world. Now from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Stuart Turner, good morning.
Morning, mate. How you going?
Very well, thanks. Stu, good to have you on board. Well, great night at Wentworth Park last night, of course, with the three semis for the National Futurity and the Derby.
Yeah, some absolutely fantastic racing last night at Wentworth Park. That's what we were expecting in the semi-finals of those Group 1 races, and look, that's exactly how it proved. We had the three semis of the Derby, and look, the standout here was probably Fernando Bale again, this brilliant Victorian chaser from Andrea Daly's kennels. I remember we were talking to Tom Daly on Going Greyhounds this week, and he liked Fernando Bale's chances, and well, That's the way it proved. Looked drawn to run well from box one in his heat, and, well, boy, he did so, winning in a super 29.42 and by almost 7 lengths in a pretty handy field as well. A dominant run by Fernando Bale. That's now 2 wins from 2 in this series, and Fernando Bale, well, got to be a good chance in the final next Saturday.
And I notice now that Andrea Daly could have 2 runners in each final now.
Yeah, well, they brought plenty of greyhounds up for this series. And, look, you know with the Dailies that their greyhounds are just going to be primed and in such good form. And, look, that's the way it proved. And, hey, look, not too far behind Fernando Bale, though, was Bad Boy Sniper, who took his heat out in 29.43 with an absolutely superb run from box four and won by almost 5 lengths. He has 11 wins from 24 starts now, really coming into good form for Jason Magri. And again, looks a pretty big threat for next week's final, especially as he's got box four again in the final.
Stu, just hold the line, mate. I'll come back in a tick. They're about to run Wyndham.
Inside, they're off and running. First out is Kotari Kasai, but blazing past it is Raka Push, the outside. And Clark's going to head straight to the top of the end of 300 metres. Raka Push takes over. Dropping into trailers, Kotari Kasai, the favourite, has the leaders back. Nicki Minaj, 2 lengths away. Another 2 lengths further astern is Dancing Dixie. And Cabello Blanco settles last 2 lengths away. They work their way round the southern turn, 1,200 metres to run. Raka Push at good tempo. Leads by a little more than 2 lengths. Running in the trailers, Kotari Kasai, the race favourite, followed by Nicki Minaj. All 5 near the markers. Dancing Dixie's a length and a half away at the 1,000 metres, and 2 lengths further astern is Cabello Blanco. They run down the back. Raka Push leads. 2 lengths is the gap. Tucked away and getting the charmed run, race favourite Kotari Kasai has the back of Raka Push as they run to the end of the back straight with 800 to go. Nicki Minaj third. Fourth is Dancing Dixie, and 2 lengths away. Fifth and last is Cabello Blanco. Off the back they swing. They're still all on the pegs, all 5. Raka Push up front dictates the tempo and travels okay. It is still 2 lengths in front. Kotari Kasai has been following throughout. There's been no change and no moves yet, although Dancing Dixie's the first to come away from the fence and run up on the outside of Nicki Minaj. Straight onto Dancing Dixie's back goes Cabello Blanco at the 400, and they start to close on the leading pair. Out from the trail comes Tokari Kasai, works up on the outside of Raka Push as they swing into the lane. Back behind those then is in the centre Dancing Dixie. Nice run down the outside. Cabello Blanco is running into third. A bit of a scrap here. It is Kotari Kasai, the outside. Raka Push is giving it plenty to think about and is coming back on the inside. Raka Push, the inner tough win. Raka Push by a head from Kotari Kasai. They're about 8 or 9 lengths in front of Cabello Blanco, who's taken third from Dancing Dixie, and Nicki Minaj last to go by.
Across the line, New Zealand there from Wyndham. We'll post that result in just a moment. 2 Kotari Kasai, a favourite there for John Dunn, is $1.40 each way, but may have just gone down. Numbers to come. Let's get back to our Greyhound Racing review from Wentworth Park last night with Stu Turner. Now, Stewie, we were just discussing a couple of the daily runners there last night and how there wasn't a great deal between Fernando Bale and Bad Boy Sniper in their 2 semis of the Derby. And the one from their kennel that took out the first heat of the Futurity, Kerrigan Bale. I noticed Tom Daly through the week said that he feels Kerrigan Bale is probably better suited out wide, but won pretty easily last night from box one.
Yeah, look, we're expecting another great run, and Kerrigan Bale certainly produced that in the Futurity. Just to wrap up on the Derby as well, we saw a great win for Topper Road in the other heat, trained by Anthony Azzopardi, and Anthony's kennel's going well at the moment, so don't be surprised if Topper Road gets a win in this Saturday's final. But yeah, going back to the Futurity, Kerrigan Bale certainly a really handy chaser, but also Spring Leaf was another winner for the Dailies last night, winning her heat in the Futurity in 29.50 and, look, defeating a quality field as well with a very strong run. And Spring Leaf also ran well in the recent Port of Thunder series at Wentworth Park as well, so looking in peak form to take out the final for the Dailies. Although Weblet Bell, a greyhound who I think could be in a few of these group races in 2015, made it through in second spot in the same heat and could also challenge for the final. But look, certainly Springleaf and Kerrigan Bale definitely looking good picks for the Futurity this coming Saturday.
So who do you like in the Futurity and in the Derby if you were to lean towards one over the other?
Look, I reckon it's going to be difficult to look beyond Springleaf. Box one in the final. She's got a strong record from the inside boxes. Again, running well, as I said, after the recent pause of thunder, looks really primed well here. But look, Weblec Bell, I would not rule out at all going from the eighth. I really like that greyhound from Jeff Britton's kennels. I think Weblec Bell could have a fantastic year. And look, for the Derby, it's pretty tough, but look, Fernando Bale so far done absolutely fantastic. But don't rule out Winston Prince either. Winston Prince squeezed through to the final and looks to be running a little bit better if last night is anything to go by. So Winston Prince could be one to watch in the final at Wentworth Park. But look, it's going to be an unmissable night at Wentworth Park next Saturday. Can't wait for it already.
And last night, of course, in Perth, we had the 7 Perth Cup heats as well as the 2 Galaxy heats. Were you keeping a close eye at Cannington?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it was a wonderful night out there. A fantastic mix of local stars and some of the top East Coast chasers chancing their arm out west. It was a good night for Paul Stewart's kennels. He had 2 standout winners in the heat. Astronomized, who really caught the eye with a 30.05 run. And Quartz Bale, who I think is a really good chance for the final. I've been spruiking Quartz Bale for a while now, so look, I'm glad that I've finally been proven right about something. Quartz Bale really maturing now into a fine chaser. The one they'll be keeping an eye out for in the final, though, is My Bro Fabio, this brilliant dual group winning chaser for Brooke Ennis. My Bro Fabio won a quality heat, maybe not the fastest time, but a solid win nonetheless. But with his record, he will be really well fancied for the final. And there are also 2 heats of the Group 1 Galaxy over 7.15 at Cannington last night. And one of them was taken out by Space Star, another success for this day. He won his first group race recently at Wentworth Park. And look, I think Space Star, well, I think everybody's thinking that Space Star could be a real superstar of 2015 for Robbie Britton. So, look, it's going to be a great night at Cannington next weekend. 2 fantastic Group 1 races and, look, plenty of hopefuls. But, look, I definitely would say keep an eye on Quartz Bale. I really like that chaser.
Okay. And is Star Recall, I'd imagine, probably early favourite for the Perth Cup?
Yeah, look, Star Recall ran a great race last night, and with Star Recall's record out there, knows the track, generally produces a good run, and is just really a handy chaser all round. So yeah, definitely going to be a pretty handy one. But look, My Bro Fabio has been trialling well out there, been at Cannington for a while now. I know they took him out nice and early to trial well for that, and so he'll be pretty much at home and looking quite handy. And look, I think he'll be a pretty tough one to stop. But like I said, Quartz Bale, I really like that chase. I think Quartz Bale is going to have a great 2015, and I think it could start with a Group 1 win this coming Saturday.
Okay, well, the fixed odds market just temporarily suspended, so great night of greyhound racing well across the country next Saturday night with the Perth Cup in the West there. And at Wentworth Park, of course, with the finals of the National Futurity and the National Derby. Other feature races coming up over the next 7 days in New South Wales, Stu?
Well, I can expect, yes, again, mate, we've got another pack week coming up of racing, as you said, across the country. But in New South Wales this week, we've got Nowra, Bathurst and Wentworth Park on Monday. Just a quick word on Wentworth Park tomorrow. Race 4, Blue Thunder, is going for a 13th win in 14 starts for John Miles. It's been flying, but under the radar, but definitely one to keep an eye on. Race 4 at Wentworth Park tomorrow, Blue Thunder. Tuesday, we go to Goulburn, Gosford and Lismore. Wednesday, it's Richmond and Bulleye. Thursday, it's Maitland, Dapto and Dubbo. And also on Thursday, it's the Group 3 Big Dog Final up at Albion Park. $25,000 to the winner. I reckon good call, Paul, for Reg K is the one to watch there. Friday, we've got Unibet Gardens, Wentworth Park and Lismore. And then, of course, Saturday, I'm looking forward to it already. We've got Richmond, Unibet Gardens and, of course, the big night at Wentworth Park and out west in Cannington for, 4 Group 1 races in total. Well, what a night it's going to be, really. I'm certainly going to be busy next Saturday night, but really looking forward to it. Another hectic week in greyhound racing, but, hey, we wouldn't have it any other way.
And oh, we love it.
Don't forget, you can check out all the fields, form and expert tips right now at thedogs.com.au.
Watching the races at Melton and Angle last night and Wentworth Park and then later Cannington. No, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We've got a few good weeks to come up yet, Stu.
Yeah, definitely. Plenty of good races coming up. We've got the Shepperton Cup coming up soon. More great racing at Wentworth Park in the run-up to the Golden Easter Egg. So, look, I can't wait for these next few weeks. It'll be interesting to see who goes well and which other champions come on the scene. There's some pretty handy chases coming up, especially in New South Wales. But, look, an intriguing night at Wentworth Park next Saturday night. I can't wait for that one.
Thanks very much for your time, Stewie. Enjoy your Sunday.
No problem, mate. You take care.
And we will talk soon. And don't forget, with Going Greyhounds tomorrow here on Sky Sports Radio from 10:30, Mark Duclos will be in the chair. Now, let's just check those tape dividends from Wyndham. Five Racker